about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. Yes, it does.
So we had to come back home. Ladies and gentlemen, Josiah on the drums. Oh, give him a hand clap, give him a hand clap. Yeah. Let me reintroduce Brother Victor on the organ. Come on. Hey. Yeah. It's David on the bass. Listen to him. Hey. Brother Victor on the organ. And then Brother Junior on the keys. Oh, clap for him, clap for him. Hey. And then yours truly.
This is the day of good news. This is the time to preach about Jesus Christ. This generation of Christians is responsible for this generation of souls. Lost people matter to God, so they must matter to you. The command has been to go, but most of us have stayed at home. Oh, Jesus, Savior of the world. Let's talk about Jesus, Savior of the world. All you gotta do is tell the world, tell the world, tell the world that Jesus. Has the right to hear the gospel twice, while the rest of the world has not heard it even once. The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of missions. The nearer you get to Jesus, the more missionary you become. Sympathy is no substitute for action. Jesus Christ died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for my dear Savior. Let's sing about Jesus, Savior of the world. Let's talk about Jesus, Savior of the world. And all you've got to do is tell the world, tell the world, tell the world that Jesus saves. Tell the world, tell the world, tell the world that Jesus saves. And thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Coming of Christ. While there are many who haven't heard about the first coming, why are we keeping silent about the good news? If you found the cure for cancer, wouldn't it be inconceivable to hide it from the rest of the world? How much more inconceivable to keep silent about Jesus Christ? Oh, Jesus, Savior of the world. Let's sing about Jesus. Do it.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
Let's sing about Jesus, Savior of the world. And all you've got to do is tell the world,
tell the world,
tell the world,
tell the world
that Jesus saves.
Tell the world,
tell the world,
tell the world,
tell the world that Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
Jesus, Savior of the world.
the world about Jesus, Savior.
Well, do it better for Jesus. Give him a hand clap. Amen. Well, I want you to look to your neighbor right now and say, you are free. Amen. The Bible lets us know where two or three are gathered in the midst of him, there he will be. Amen. And also the Bible lets us know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. You are free. So if you receive the word of God today in faith through the prophet that he sent to us, an anointed man of God, you will be free. So thank God you are here. Thank God that the powerful prophet, the man of God, is here. Be on your feet and receive freedom. Welcome our very own Reverend Kojo Holly.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Those who know your name,
put their trust
in you.
There is no other
faithful God, so loving and true.
Those who know
your name,
put their trust
in you.
There is no other
faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, how I love his name so sweet.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, how I love his name so sweet.
Oh, how I love.
Oh, how I love the name.
Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We are so grateful that you set the solitary like us individually into families.
Yes, Jesus.
We embrace this family of God.
Yes.
We embrace you as Father.
Yes.
We embrace our big brother, Jesus.
Yes.
We embrace each other. Oh God, make me see the family that you put me in. Help me not to reject it, not to behave otherwise. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We ask that you speak in our lives. Make a difference. I bind every principality right now. And I pray that the full thrust of the power of God will come through. Help us, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.
You are my brother. You're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side.
Hold somebody's hand. Lift the person's hand like that. Sherry, let's show them.
You are my brother, you are my sister, so take me by the hand.
Oh, hold somebody's hand. Show some love. Rejoice in that relationship.
There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
You are my brother, you are my sister. Some of you can come and sit here. From the back, you can come and sit here.
Yeah, we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we walk in side by side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. God bless you. You may please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today, my job is simple, to tell you what the Lord says about how he wants you to relate with him. Amen. You know, I know that the sheets are, you know, sometimes we need to give room. If there are people who need chairs, don't worry, next week, God, we'll get more chairs. By the grace of God. It's a good problem to have. Clap for the Lord Jesus. If you're humble enough, you can even, at a point, just sit on the stage. It's an anointing we also are inheriting in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a good problem. Now, I want you to know that, you know, Jesus Christ came into this world and came for one purpose. In fact, when he was being introduced in the Old Testament, it was God introducing himself. And let me introduce it by saying that God never intended to have, in Christianity, there's nothing like grandchildren. Okay, when it comes to God, God is a father to everybody. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, that presupposes that we are in a family. You see? Now, God tried very hard to create a family from the beginning. It didn't work. Satan destroyed it. Bible says God created man, you know, from the dust. I think it's Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Made man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you will realize, therefore, that God was putting, what the thing that makes you live is not your flesh. It's your spirit. When your spirit goes away, you're dead. Bible says in James 2:26, as faith is dead without works, so is the body dead. As the body is dead without the spirit, so is faith dead without works. Okay, so the body is dead without the spirit. When they say he gave up the ghost, you give up what makes you you. All right, so forget about the way you look, your eyes and your head shape and all these things. When I was a child, they used to insult me with my head shape. You know, I mean, I don't even know why. Now I think that I've eaten a little bit, so flesh has come on. But, you know, when it goes skinny, you may not like it. Now, but the spirit inside was the spirit of God. And so God created man in his image. And his image was not to do with his eyes. You know, remember the eyes, the flesh was created from the dust of the ground. So when we say God was created in man was created in God's image, and you consider that it is about the flesh, the hand, the skin, it's an insult to God. You are saying God is dust. Because man, before God put his spirit, he created man from the dust of the ground. And the shape was like this before God put his spirit inside of you. So God, man created in God's image. Nobody should ever dare to say that God looks like us physically. It's not true. That is the dust part. God is the spirit. God's nature is the spirit nature. He put his spirit and made man in his image, in his spiritual image. Yes. Otherwise, when we say God looks like this flesh, God is dust. That image is not a dust image. Even Eve was not created from the dust. He was made from man. Even Eve. It's only man who was created from the dust. So women are an upgrade of men. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Man was created from the dust of the ground. Raw dust. Clay. But woman was created from the original. Actually, women were crafted. Man was formed from dust. Clap for the. That's why you are the better half. Not the worst half, the better half. Yeah. So that's why God said it's not good for man to be alone. Otherwise, you are just dust. When somebody who was an upgrade comes to join, you are complete. You're complete. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's why me, I decide to marry. Marry early. And don't marry man. If you're a man, don't marry man. You're a fool. I mean, not that person. Don't.
That's it.
God forbid. Amen. Now, listen, what I'm trying to tell you, therefore, is that the image of God that he created was his spirit that he put in man. That is why when Jesus Christ came, also, God made Mary come, not by blood, not by flesh, and then he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Because now man was corrupted by spirit. Satan came into the garden and corrupted what God had made through disobedience. The spirit was corrupted. We no longer had the image of God. God had to recreate us. And so Jesus Christ came. He's called the second Adam. It's God's second attempt at making children. Yes. His first attempt was by his spirit direct. No man, no woman. His spirit direct made man come alive. His second attempt, the same thing. No man, no woman. His spirit direct. That's the only way you can be born, become a child of God. His spirit, that which is born of flesh is flesh. Forget about who is your mother, your father on this earth. It's great. It's only for a season. But for you to become a child of God, that which is born of the spirit must become spirit. Otherwise, you will never be the image of God. Forget about this flesh. You look like your mother. In the image of your mother, your father. But in the image of God means the new birth, the new spirit, the new born again, spirit to spirit. Otherwise, you don't look like God. Otherwise, you're not God. Otherwise, you would have nothing like God. And that is what Satan wants. He made sure that the nature of God was corrupted from the beginning. Adam no longer could relate. He left the garden. He had to be left out of the garden. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, remember to value your spirit far more than your flesh. Because that's the part of you that shows you are a child of God. Today, I'm trying to explain what makes you a child of God. I'm trying to explain to you. Come home, not come to a house. When we come to church, we're not coming to a house. We're coming home. A home is about relationships. A house is about a physical place. I used to live in a house until I married. And I had children. My house is not called a house. It's a home. It's about relationships. So come home is about relationships. And the relationships are born based on images. How we look. Kind. Every house is full of images of people who are linked and related by genetic material. Right. Yeah. My children look like me. Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you that God wants you to look like him. God wants you to be in a place where he will call home. Where he can say, these are my children. They look like me. They behave like me. They have my nature. They have my spirit. They have my word. Look, at a point when you become a Christian and you are truly born again. You know, sometimes I feel with my wife, I'm living with God. I'm serious. I actually feel God is the one that I'm sleeping in the house with. Because her nature has evolved such that I can see God in her. I hope that she sees the same thing about me. I really hope that I have acquired enough of my godly heritage by his spirit, by the new birth, to have a relationship with God as God's child, such that my behavior is like God. That's why God wants us to actually not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Because when you marry an unbeliever, your father-in-law is the devil. Yeah. Your father-in-law is the devil. You are living with the devil's child. No matter how glorious the house may be, you are living with the devil's child, and the devil will have his place. Listen. So, this is just an introduction. I want to let you know that God does not want you to relate with him as deity only, but as Father. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's wrong. I mean, let me explain to you. Number one, first point. God desires for us to relate with him as Father, not just God. I'll say it again. I am a doctor, physician, but I do not want my children to relate with me as a physician. I want them to relate with me as Father. What can I do? Tylenol cannot give them food. Tylenol is not food. IV fluids will not give them school fees. My role as a doctor or physician only helps me to fare well, to make provision. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are here, all you see God is that deity, then you might as well just cut a tree and put it there and worship the tree. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, let me tell you, God wants you to relate. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Bible says, unto us a child is born. God was introducing himself, how he would come. And to us, a child is born. Relationship. And to us, a son is given. In fact, he moved from child because a child is that. Whose child is this? That is anybody. A child is a description of a stage of humanity. A child. But a son is not just the description of a stage of a child, but the relationship. So God said, look, remember, a child is coming, but don't just leave it there. He's coming as a son. And to us, a child is born, but what is given to us is a son. You may have seen the child born, but what you are supposed to receive, given to you, is a son. It's a relationship. It's my son. It's my son. Now he's coming to represent me. So God keeps going on and says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. It means that my authority will be given to him. It means that what I have will be his. He will carry my authority. A Christian carries the authority of his father. And his name shall be called. His name shall be called. Wonderful. Counselor, I'm talking about you and how you will be. Mighty God. Yes, God is part of it. But the one that outlasts all is the Father. Everlasting Father. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That one, no matter where you go, what you do, it will never change. It lasts forever. It lasts forever. Ladies and gentlemen, even if God ceases to feel like he's wonderful to you, he's a father to you. Because there are times that you cannot see the hand of God. Well, believe in his heart. Clap for the Lord Jesus. There are times that God will not look wonderful to you. Will not look like a counselor. Lord, what should I do? And you still don't know what to do. But one thing that will never change, will last forever, is the Father. And that Father is not small letter to describe the one who donates genetic sperms. But it's talking about a full capital F. First name, when a name starts with the capital, it means that is what? A proper noun. The name of a person. It's like saying daddy. You know, when my children call me daddy, it's my name. That they only can use my name. Yeah, it's a name. And a name brings into manifestations, makes something appear. When they say daddy, I know that it's about time to make provision. It's about time to make school fees appear. I know that it's time to protect them. I know it's time to drive them to school. I know it's time to go with them where they need to go, to help them with their homework. A daddy's role, I know it's time to provide. Yeah, my name has been called. My number has been called. Yeah. But if he says doctor, no school fees comes. They will receive some injections. So ladies and gentlemen, I am saying that the name that God really likes better is not God. I mean, many people, even go to Africa and see, stones are called God. Yeah. Stones, trees are called God. Rivers are called God. Is that, I feel it's a lower name. It's a diminution of our father's identity to just be restricted to the God nature. It's a step down. Father is everything. Father lasts forever. Father has instant. Sometimes I feel my children feel like I'm God. No, what I say that I mean that the things that come out of my role as a father is miraculous. They've never worked, but they've eaten all their days. It's miraculous. That sounds like God providing manna every day. Do you get my point? I'm trying to say that inside of the Father, you'll be God anyway. Why restrict it to just God, the deity? That even unbelievers, do you know unbelievers believe in God? Do you know even Muslims believe in God? They believe, but they don't believe. They believe in Jesus, but not the Son. They don't believe in the relationship. That is the place that the devil has worked on. That is the part that the devil has tried to fight, the relationship. As for the deity, even people who say atheists, they believe in a superpower. Who say they are atheists? Who say they are agnostic? They tell you there's some power. But their relationship is a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, when the devil wants, the devil never denied the presence of God, but he cut out the relationship from Adam and Eve. And most of us, the thing that we lack is not the God, but it's the relationship. It's the home. I'm telling you, when the devil takes a relationship away, you are finished. You don't have a God. You think you do. Yeah. Just like when my child starts seeing himself as he's a great guy, there's no relationship anymore. The miracles cease. The wonders go away. The counsel goes away. My counselor will go away. Wonderful will go away. Because God does not desire to be called God. No. You must have inside of you that he's the Lord. He's our Lord God. Yeah, just like they know, they are aware of who I am as a physician. But that is not what they relate with. Otherwise, I'll be wearing scrubs at home all the time. Scrubs to their school all the time. But even some of you, you don't even know. One day I was here. And then I was late in coming to church. And the praise and worship kept going. Everybody said, Pastor is coming. Somebody was whispered to, that pastor is in the emergency room. The pastor said, oh, my pastor is in the emergency room. Oh, what is wrong? What is wrong? And they said, oh, he's dealing with a bleeder. Oh, he's bleeding? Where? He was involved in an act. God forbid, where is he bleeding? They said, no, he is the one dealing with the bleeder. We said, what do you mean? Said, he's treating somebody who is bleeding. And the person said, what? Pastor is a doctor? They didn't even know. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The role as a physician is not important. What you need is a relationship spiritually as pastor. And that was enough. And that person had been in the church for a while. But only thing that mattered was the relationship. Not for the identity of some bleeding somebody that I'm fixing somebody. Let that doctor go. Let that relationship come. Let the deity being that makes us do things religion. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. Let me tell you, religion is man's way of getting to God. Yeah. Christianity is God's way of reaching man. Clap for the Lord Jesus. A father reaches out to the children, not children. Reaching out. Yeah. A father reaches out. Religion is man's way, effort at reaching out to God. Yeah. Christianity is not like that. You will never be able to reach out to God and be right. So God changed it. It's God's way of reaching out to man to bring man back to himself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That is what I'm talking about. That's what you need. You don't need a religion. Because if religion was what you needed, Israelites would have been okay. God said he doesn't want a religion. And so he changed everything and brought. Ladies and gentlemen, God's desire is not for him to be so much restricted to the deity of God. The spiritual religious thing that people do, they bring water and they will pour. And then they will come and pour oil. And they will come and you, when you are coming to pay your tithes, it's like you are coming almost to a casino. Lord, do some magic. No. I never treat God that way. I come as daddy. Daddy, I'm just coming to honor you. Bible says, honor the Lord with your substance. So I'm not full of fear. I'm full of love. I'm full of honor. I'm full of, when you hear me praying one-on-one to God, you'll be surprised. We're chatting. What is this that you're doing? What are you doing? My children are screaming at me. No. Remember, God is wants a relationship. That is the thing that Satan destroyed from the garden. Jesus is bringing it back. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
I receive it. Jesus, name.
That is what you need.
That's what I need.
And if you have that, you're done. You're blessed. That's why I'm calling this place home. That's why me, I see you as my brothers and sisters. When I sing, you are my brother, you are my sister, I mean it. Oh, let that thing be in the background. It's a good song to play in the background. So Jesus, God said, Paul reiterated in Romans chapter 8 from verse 15. Romans 8 from verse 15. The Bible says over there, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. When you come to God as deity, you are full of bondage. You're afraid. I'm not afraid. Maybe I shouldn't mislead you. When I say I'm not afraid of God, you know, not I fear God, but I'm not afraid of him. Does that make sense? You see, when you're afraid of something, it will hurt you. I'm afraid of snakes. In fact, sometimes dogs. Because a dog has beaten me before. You see? But I fear God. I'm not afraid of, but I fear him. I reverence him. I adore him. I respect him. I honor him. Okay, so when you have the deity, you are in bondage. You are afraid. And if I don't give tithe, he will kill me or he will curse me. I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. Because I don't feel that I will get to a point where I will relate with him such that I don't. It will not even, it's difficult for me to say I won't give tithe. Just like when my father is alive, it was difficult to get a salary without giving my father a portion. It never happened. Every salary I had, my father's portion was there. Yeah, until they died. Not that I was afraid that they would kill me or they would curse me, but I felt it was honorable. So it was very easy when it came to tithe and I saw God as my father, that it was easy to give without being afraid of a curse. Although a curse comes with it, I was not afraid. Out of fear, I honored him. I honor him with my service. I always say, I live, I work to live, but I live to serve God. Amen. Yeah, I work. When you see me working, it's just to stay alive. You know, I need gas. I need, you know, I brought these boys who eat more than me. Yeah, I have to obey God and take care of them. And if you have a father here, you don't take care of your children. When you go home, go back. We don't need to call child support on you. You need to send the support yourself. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And maybe, perhaps, because we have not seen good fathers, it's very good to relate with God. Because the people that they call fathers here, they have not done a good job. We haven't done a good job. So when we say God the Father, you see, there we go again. Somebody who one day forsake me, who will just produce sperm, impregnate somebody, and then walk away. But Father say, when your father, God, Bible says, when your father and your mother forsake you, God will take you up, rather. He will take you up. That's my God. That's my God. That's my Father. He said, you have not been given the spirit. You have not received the spirit of bondage. Please, it's too cold. Please, get some heater up right somewhere. Please. Am I the only one feeling cold? I mean, the anointing is powerful by the grace of God. But I think that, I can see some people trying to winterize the whole atmosphere. Anyway, try and increase. We have enough heat. Now, you have not received the spirit of bondage again. Again. It means there was a time that was bondage. Please, as you've come to Christ, don't receive bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba means God, the source and sustenance. God wants to be called Abba. My Father. Personal relationship. Yeah. Father is not a generic word. You don't just say, okay, Father, so you are a father, so pay my school fees. No. You are only responsible for me when you are my Father. Let's personalize it. Let's begin to walk away from the bondage of the deity aspect and walk in the relational aspect of God and enjoy God. I enjoy fellowshipping with Him. I enjoy my time with God. I enjoy reading the Bible. I enjoy hearing His word. I enjoy just being in the closet with Him for hours. I'm not afraid. That's why I go there. I go there to relate. My children spend time with me. Sometimes, last week, I was on the phone with my son for more than 1 hour. At a point, I was even getting in trouble because some patients were waiting. I said, look, just like, I think there's a movie that says, coming to America, it says, wait, let them wait. I am talking to my son. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus. Let them wait. I'm talking to my son. Patience can wait. A better relationship is here. Yeah. I spoke. He had some issues going. I spoke about the issue for about 1.5 hours. Afterward, I prayed with him. Within a short time, they said, even he had lost his laptop, lost his wallet, lost his bag, everything. He spoke and spoke out of frustration for 1.5 hours talking. I just said, let me just listen. The guy is frustrated. The guy is in trouble. And like God the Father, I just had patience with him. When he finished, I said, have you finished? You've exhausted your words. Then I said, close your eyes, let's pray. I prayed for just 1 minute. Within 24 hours, everything came back. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's what happens when you spend a lot of time with your Father. With your Father, with your Father. Yeah. That's what happens. Spend time. Just spend time. Everything else. He provoked something within me by his time spent. Something came up and I spoke. The whole thing appeared. Yeah. When I came back from wherever I was, I said, I hear you found your thing within a couple of hours. I prayed. So, I forgot. I said, you see, you're behaving like most people. Whenever you need something, it's easy to come to God. When you get it, you walk right away. How many of us, before we eat, we pray before we eat? Give me a wave. We bless the food. Put your hands down. How many of us, sincerely, every time when you finish eating, you thank God for giving you the food? Almost nobody. We are like that. But God says he's everlasting Father. He's not forgotten. Still, he will love you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Although we are sometimes very ungrateful. Yeah, that's how we are. But he doesn't take us by that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to reprogram ourselves, retrain ourselves to relate with God, not as deity. I don't. I hate the deity part of Christianity, if there is. I don't even believe there's deity. I believe my Father is the King of Kings. But his most important aspect is his role, relationship with me. Yeah, I hate the religion. I love the relationship. Yeah, separate it and throw. When you really love God, the deity part will not be a problem. You will treat him as the God that unbelievers do, but you will have something extra, the relationship. Even you, before you became born again, you believed God as deity. Why do you want to continue the same way? Something has changed. You are a child. Behave like a child. Clap for the Lord. Behave like a son. Behave like a daughter. Behave like you have some rights in God. You've been given the spirit of adoption. Do you know what adoption means? You have the rights equivalent to the rights of a biological child. Everything. So the Bible even goes on to say in verse 16, Romans 8:16. The spirit itself inside of us bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Bears witness. That's what the spirit, when God gives you his spirit, it bears witness. When my genes went into my children, it bore witness with them. They are convinced. I have never explained. They've never seen videos of their mother giving birth or me organizing the mother to be pregnant. They've never seen videos like that. But they believe. What is it that made them believe? There's something inside of them. No, you're, I don't know what I said, but the way you are thinking, your mind is dirty. Lord, clean their minds in Jesus' name. You're already forming videos. Shame on you. I didn't. Stop that rough there. Stop it. So that you can concentrate on spiritual things. I never showed them a video. I never. But there's something inside of them that makes them believe. Look, they've never asked me, Daddy, are you truly my father? Never. There's something that bears witness with their spirits that they are my children. And they come boldly. Sometimes the way they rush into my car, one of them asked me, Daddy, when you go to work, can I take your car? Nobody in this church has asked me that question, but they have the boldness. May you have the boldness to ask God great things, great things. Have the boldness, Tatiana. God is your father. Have the boldness. Say big things. Ask for big things. This morning, look, yesterday I just came from work. I came and they had Uber Eats. I don't even know what Uber, I didn't know Uber could eat. No, I'm serious. Uber Eats. Uber. I just looked at my account. Uber Eats every day for more than 1 week. I said, who is this Uber Eats? And my wife said, it was a way of eating. And then I asked my children. One of them said, it's me. And I said, why? I said, there was no food. Why was it? I knew your credit card would pay. So I called Uber Eats. This time, not for a ride, but for food. And they supplied me every evening until you came back. And I thought he was going to even say, I'm sorry, please don't. He said it boldly. Boldly. Because he's a father. It's not about the date. He's not afraid. He respects me. He honors me. But he's not afraid. Yeah. And Uber has made him eat. Yeah. May Uber make you eat. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Uber eats. Uber. Someone say Uber eats. I have never ordered food from Uber Eats, but my children have ordered because they relate with me. I'm telling you, let something, the spirit, if you're born again, may the spirit bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. I know that I'm a child of God. When I lost my job, I went and knelt down. Man, Daddy, your boy is here. What's going on here? You gave me this nice job for 14 years. I've thanked you every day. What happened? No, Daddy, you can't do that to me. And I heard a voice telling me, am I not the one who gave you that good job? Do you think that I can't give you a better job? And he told me it's only a stage. And truly, I have realized that what I have now is better than what I had before. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Come home. Come. Tell somebody, come home. Come to Daddy. Come to Daddy. Yeah. He bears witness. Let something inside of, if you are truly born again, something must tell you, I'm a child of God. And sometimes the way we behave, the way, oh, nobody knows the trouble I see. Oh, ooh, ooh. Why? God is not interested in tears. He's interested in your heart. Let that conviction move you forward. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And then he said, in the next verse 17, he said, and if we are children, then we are heirs. Do you know an heir? We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs. We are heirs. We are heirs of the Father. Of the Father. We are joint heirs with Christ.
We are joint heirs.
Hold somebody.
We are the Son.
We are children.
We are children of the kingdom. We are family.
We are one.
We are one.
Sing to yourself.
We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son.
We children.
We are children of the kingdom. We are family.
For the Lord Jesus, and you are sitting down too, and you are sitting down. When we are confessing, we are heirs of the Father, joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we are children of the kingdom. We are a family. That's why I said, come home. This is your home. feel at home in the presence of the Lord. Tell somebody, feel at home. Yeah. Yeah. He says that if children, then we are heirs. If we are children, then we heirs means you have a right to the things that God has. Just like Uber Eats. Yeah. The guys were telling me, Daddy, it is, I don't know why you're having a problem, but I didn't do it to Mr. Joseph's credit card. I didn't do it to a doctor's credit card. I did it to my father's credit card. Ladies and gentlemen, treat God as Father. Uber will eat, will help you to eat. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Uber Eats will happen to you. Yeah. They don't even know how the credit card is paid, but they don't care. I don't even know how God makes the air, but I breathe it nicely and I don't care. My Father will provide. My next breath will be provided by my Father. My next salary will come from my Father. My next, everything that I have is His. Joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together with Him. What a blessing. From today, there's nobody here that will live as an orphan. You will not live as a bastard. Amen. Wow, this is just one point. I have so many, but time is the problem. Number two. You know they can only get certain things if somebody's your father. But number two, Jesus rarely addressed Jehovah personally as God. I'll say it again. Jesus Christ rarely ever addressed God personally as God. He always addressed Him as Father. Not as God. Oh, God, can you do that? You go read the Bible. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Father, this. And even when He was teaching them, He taught them, pray when you need to. When they asked Jesus, teach us to pray. He said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Not say, our God, which art in heaven. Really, find it and show me. When I'm not talking, Jesus will refer to, said, my Father is the Lord, my Father is God. But let's see, He's talking to God. And He says, God, you know what, how things are. It's rare. Maybe you can find it once, but rarely, if ever. He will say, Father. The native way of saying Father is Daddy. He always referred to Him as Daddy. Yeah. Jesus rarely addressed God personally. I mean, look at Mark 14, verse 36. He said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Abba, Father. So you are the source. You are my sustenance. Abba, Father. Rarely will you hear me talking to God where I say, God. Rarely. I say, Father. I say, Daddy. In fact, even Holy Spirit, I have a nickname for Him. I call Him Holy Ghost. No, I've learned to relate with the spiritual things by relationship, not by deity. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not real. You can call this chair God, but it's not real. But when you refer to this chair as Daddy, something is changing. And you are not crazy, so I know that when you say Father, you mean Father. Listen. Let me tell you something. Jesus. So that's the second one. Jesus really. And then the third one. Jesus came to get us to relate with God as Father, not just a deity. That was His whole purpose. That was the whole purpose of Jesus. When He was introduced as a son. And actually, the reason why He died for what He came to do on this earth. John 19, verse 7, Bible says that the Jews answered when He was being tried and said, we have a law, and according to our law, He ought to die. Why? Because He made Himself the Son of God. That's why they killed Him. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus came to relate, to present God the Father to us. He even died for it. Anytime you do not relate with God as Father, you are making His death a waste. Many of you here, I'm sorry if you don't have a father that didn't behave like a father. It's not your fault. And I don't know whether it's his fault or it was your mother's fault. I don't know. I don't know. Only God knows. But whatever it is, please disconnect that negative image you have of a father from what God is. Look for some good fathers and see how they behave. You will see God is true. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Look for some real men. Real men. It's not every man that is that behaves like a man. Sometimes there are various reasons. But whatever it is, look for a real man who's taking care of his children and see how they do it. And multiply that by thousands and see how God relates with you. Sometimes if you don't have a good father, look at the mother. Because mothers will never forsake you. Yes, because God is also called the mighty breasted one. In case you don't have a good father that you can look up to and it's confusing you about relating with God as father, please look at your mother. See your mother. See how she has been there. Single mother. Abandoned, abused, but stuck with you. Sometimes some mothers did prostitution just for you to eat. That's God. He'll do anything. I've seen God remove people, fire people so that I'll be comfortable in my workplaces. He'll do anything. Jesus came to teach us. And how do I know? How do I know? Because John 17 from verse 1, when Jesus was finally recounting to God that I finished my work, he stated it. He said these words of Jesus. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify your son, that your son also may glorify thee. Verse 2. Today I'm calling you home to your father. Today I'm trying to ask you, you've come home, but come closer. Don't just come to the church. Come to the family. Come to the father. Come to God. It's an invitation. Come home, come home, come home. And I'm not only talking to people who are unbelievers. I'm talking to so-called believers who have not related with God as such. That's why you backslide. The easiest way to backslide is what Satan did in the garden, to tell them God doesn't mean what he says. He's not all that he says anyway. You're finished. Yeah. Some of you have not done well. You have not respected God enough. If you respect God, even the fact that I honor my father, my mother, every month with a stipend. One day my father got angry with the money I sent because my sister, who got a new job, who was being paid better, got more. Then finally, in tears, I went to my father and said, Daddy, you don't know. And I showed my father my pay stub. It was 25% of my salary every month. My father burst out in tears, hugged me. He's never spoken that way about me before. He spoke. He told me everything I touch will do well. He told me that I'll rise higher than my colleagues. He told me God will take care of me. Ever, ever. He told me. I will never forget. When I showed it, Father, Daddy, this is how much I honor you. 25%. I had a child and I had a wife. Cried. Honor the Lord. Treat him as real. Like in your finances, like in your prayer, like in your time. You start. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. As for God, he's everlasting, his father. The problem is us. We are the ones that do not relate with him as father. We don't behave as if we are children. Even we're so pompous and proud when we invite you to even come to church. Look at the way you behave. Or come. Jesus said, I must be about my father's business. We ask you to come and work in the church. Join the choir. Join the children's church. Come and shake hands. Come and clean. The way you behave, it's not your father's house. If you're your father's house, my children, they do the chores in my house. Because you're not my child, you don't do the chores. But if this is your father, do the chores. Get involved. Roll up your sleeves, my brother. Roll up my sleeves, my sister. And treat God like a father. Yeah. It's not just Uber Eats. What do you think qualified them for Uber Eats? Their responsibility. Begin to behave well like a child. Bible says that suffer the little children to come to me. Of such is the kingdom. This, you want to know how the kingdom of priests look at children. Say, so let them, when people are coming to me, let them behave like children. Oh Lord, I wish I had 2 days to speak to you about the Father. Ladies and gentlemen, this was introduction. I tell you, I have a message. I'm going to explain to you the mercy of Abba Father, the compassion of Abba Father. I'm going to explain to you the love of Abba Father. There's about six in this that will make you convince you that in this world you have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Yeah, nothing to fear. It is a series of six different levels. This is but introduction. I think the introduction is good. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. Oh, yes. We are children of the kingdom. We are a family. We are one. We are one. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are the children of the kingdom. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son.
We are
tell somebody you are a child of God.
Of the kingdom. We are family.
Hold somebody's hand and tell them. Lift it up to the Father. Say we are.
We are heirs.
Lift it up. Lift that hand.
Of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son.
We are children.
We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one.
Clap for the Lord Jesus. Let me end by reading that passage. Just to introduce how Jesus introduced. In John 17, verse 1, and then he made that statement that I've finished my work. Then he said, the words he spoke, I've glorified you. Then verse 2, he said, you have given him power over all flesh. Then verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Verse 4, he said, I have glorified thee on this earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. You would have thought that work was just to die. But he's going to say it. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now he's stating why he came. Verse 6. I have manifested your name. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I have manifested your name. I have made obvious your name. Manifest means to make obvious. What was that name? That name was Father. I have manifested your name unto the men which thou givest out of this world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and I have kept thy word. I have manifested your name. Ladies and gentlemen, God, Father, is name. My children call me Daddy. It's my name. It's my name. Before they got to know that I was Lindsay, they knew Daddy. Jehovah is great, but know him as Father. Inside, Father is a buffet. Inside that Father is Jehovah. It's El Shaddai. It's the King of Kings. It's everything. It's a conglomeration. It's a buffet. It's loaded. It's everything. Please. Bible says a good father leaves an inheritance to his children's children. everything inside a good father will come to you. Please, from today, when you come to kneel down before God, please talk to him as daddy. Call him daddy. Call him father. Call him my father. My father. My father. My father. My father. My father. Yeah. I don't know your relationship with him, but he's my father. You should also be able to say that. I don't know what you're raising, but he's my father. Please treat him. Don't be afraid. Ask him for the big things. Ask him for the great things. Talk to him about details. I tell the Lord about details. I'm telling you. I tell the Lord about little things. The way my son engaged me 1.5 hours, I engage him. I tell him maybe one topic we'll discuss for one, and I just sit down and I chat. Daddy, what do you think about this? When you see me, you think I'm crazy. But because he's personal to me, he's real. He's so real. Like my father, biological, was real. May he be real to you. Put your hand on your heart. Please, pray to God, your father. Speak to him for the first time as daddy. Tell him your needs. Tell him your wants. Tell him your difficulties. Tell him about your challenges. Speak to him. I am sure that over the next, in December, by the time December is over, if you can come for 6 weeks, by the grace of God, your life will never be the same. You will never be lonely. You will understand something that the devil had stolen from you all along. So I pray that for the next few weeks, God will somehow make it possible for you to arrive and to hear about his mercy, about his love, about his grace, about his provision, about the authority of your father, about the status of your father, about the names, other names of your father. Father, I pray, touch everyone. Now you are here. You've been struggling with a relationship with God. You are here. It's been difficult for you to relate with God as father. You are here. You want now to kickstart your relationship with God. You are here. It's been tough. It's been dry. It's been like you have been like an island, as if nobody cared about you. Today is your day. Today is your day. Come, come, come to the Lord. I am inviting you. I'm going to pray with you. That prayer will generate a relationship, will start you on a course. If you are here like that, you've been struggling with a relationship with God, but you want to make it work from today. You want the relationship to work from today. It's your time. If you are here like that, you want a new relationship with God the Father, lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are here. You want a new relationship. There are several of you. You want that new relationship. Lift up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want that relationship. Father, look at every hand that is lifted. I pray that you will look from heaven. Whatever you gave to Jesus Christ to bring, I pray, pour it on these hands. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. If your hand is up, come, come, come. Your hand is up. I want to come. Your hand is up. Just come. Walk up. Come, come. Come to Jesus. Your hand is up. Come, come, come. Come to Jesus. Your hand is up. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to the Father. Don't be afraid. Just come. Just come. 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 If your hand is up, just come. Just come. Come. Come to the Lord. Come home. Come to daddy. Come to daddy. Come back to daddy. Come back to daddy. Come back to daddy. Your hand was up. Don't stand there. Just come back to daddy. Just come back to daddy. Come. Come. There are many more. Just come. Just come. You want that new relationship. Come. 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 Come back. Come back. Come. 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 Don't stand there. Come. It doesn't matter how long you think that you have been a Christian. This is not just Christianity. This is not religion. This is not religion. I'm talking about a new relationship. Come. Come. There are many people here. You need that new relationship. Don't stand there. Come. Come. Jesus is calling. The Father is calling. Walk up. Walk up. Walk up. Thank you, Jesus. Come to Jesus. Now, come to the front here. Those at the back, just come this way. Those at the back, thank you, Jesus. Those at the back, just come to the front. Those at the back. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. The Lord has touched your heart. Thank you. Oh, the Lord says, I will treat you like jewels. You'll be a jewel from today. You'll be precious to me. As you have acknowledged your sonship or daughtership, I will show you who I am, says the Lord. Now, if you are in front here, lift up your hands and say this after me. Say, Daddy, I'm back. Say, Daddy, I'm back. I want my garden back. I want my relationship with you back. I know I've strayed. I know I've been a sinner. Please forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Give me a new relationship with you as a father. I want to be your child. Not just your child. Your favorite child. Your loving child. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me with your Holy Spirit, because I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, my big brother who showed me the way to relate with you. I believe by this faith, I am born of God. I am a child of God. You are my Father. I call you Abba Father. Sweet Holy Spirit, help me with this relationship in Jesus' mighty name. May you receive the spirit of adoption. May you receive the spirit of adoption. You will call God Abba Father from today. Spirit of adoption comes to you. Spirit of adoption comes for you. Spirit of adoption comes to you. Spirit of adoption comes to you. Spirit of adoption comes to you from today. Spirit of adoption. God has adopted you. You are called, going to call God Daddy. Spirit of adoption comes to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, please give everybody a book. God bless you. God has seen your tears. He will answer your prayer. Believe it. He will give you something special. God bless you. If you do, if you have one, yeah, get one. Now, after church, I'll meet all of you, okay? And I'll speak to you about something special. God bless you. Put your hands together. Please be seated. I'll meet you right after church. Wow. Oh, put your hands together. You can do better. Please be seated for a moment. How many have been blessed by this message? Tell somebody it's just an introduction. Tell somebody it's just an introduction to your daddy. How many realize it's a very important message that the devil never wanted you to hear? And if this is important, you will see how important the others are. Amen. I didn't start, I'm telling you, by the grace of God. But I believe that in the weeks coming, God will teach us many things. You know, you may have thought that you are coming as a visitor, but I'm telling you, like I told somebody, finish this series before you leave. Yeah. Even if you came as a visitor, come again until this series is finished. It's going to be through the month of December, by the grace of God. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, I can't wait for part two. All right. Now, we want to take our communion. Hallelujah. I want us to take our communion. Father, thank you for this communion. Bless it. Anoint. Let it be a blessing, the cup of blessing. Bible says on the day before Jesus was betrayed, he called his disciples and he told them, I have desired with desire to eat this dinner with you. Today, Jesus desires to eat with you. Amen. And Bible says that when he had sung it, he had supped, he lifted up the cup and said, this is the New Testament of my blood, which is given for the remission of the sins of many. As often as you drink it, you must do it in remembrance of me. The same way he did with the bread and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Take, eat. And as often as you eat it, you should do it in remembrance of me. Ladies and gentlemen, human beings are very forgetful. So God instituted this. Daddy lets you know that somebody has suffered for you. You know, when I was growing up, my father had 11 children. He did very well to take care of us. By the time the last four were about to go to university, he had nothing. I remember my sister coming to me, asking me to pay the school fees. I remember me talking to my sister that you don't have to go to do PhD because we need to work and take care of the rest. Big brothers do that. Jesus, the big brother, his body was broken for you and I so that we can be reconstituted. His blood was shed so that we can become the righteousness of God. Today we celebrate that. Believe it as you come to the Lord's table. Remember again, it's a relationship. I do not do this just as a sacrament, but as a true act that Jesus did. Rise to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray over the body and I pray over the blood. Convert it. Convert these elements into the real thing. And bless it in Jesus' name. Say the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now take the cup. Say the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want us to receive a prayer from our bishop. Lift up your hands. Today, this was a prayer that he prayed for our brothers and sisters. Why not? Lift your hands up. Receive a blessing.
Divine escapes.
Amen.
I said divine escapes.
Amen.
Escape.
Amen.
From the enemy.
Amen.
From wickedness.
Amen.
That is against you.
Amen.
Escape from demon powers.
Amen.
Escape from dragon.
Amen.
Escape from lion.
Amen.
Escape from serpent.
Amen.
Escape from unclean
bed. Amen.
Escape from wicked frogs.
Amen.
In the spirit world.
Amen. 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 Oh, lift up your hands and receive it. Amen.
You are protected from bad news, from calamity.
Amen.
When I see the blood.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Let this be your portion.
Let my portion.
Any death that is targeting you, that has planned for you this week, before the end of this year.
Jesus. God bless you. God bless you and God honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have another powerful ministration. Let's welcome Brother James Todd.
How y'all doing? Awesome. So listen, before I start, I need y'all to help me with the chorus. All y'all going to say, I want you to hear y'all say, come, 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 come. Let me hear you. Y'all got to say a little louder than that. Say, come, 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 come. So it's going to say, white, black, green, orange. Rich, poor, old, young. Sinners, saints. Sinners, saints. Sinners, saints. You can play it.
It's wood on the beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
White, black, green, orange. Come, 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 come. Rich, poor, old, young. Come, 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 come. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Come, 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 come. White, black, green, orange. Come, come, rich, poor, old, young. Sinners and saints, sinners and saints, sinners and saints. Jesus came for the lost, so we all on the list. He ain't come for the well, but he came for the sick. For the liars and murderers, the thugs and the burglar, the dealer and purchaser, the thief and the atheist. Leave the church doors open, cause we still got room. Go and sing for the broken, tell them God healed wounds. Go and sing for the hopeless, tell them there's good news. Tell them God got up, and he not in the tomb. My God, oh my, no God like mine. He has no time, once all revived, once all baptized, in him is life. So come inside, leave the church doors open. Let him come from the streets, go and sin for the poor. Tell him come to the feast, tell the lame come walk. Tell the blind come see, tell the deaf come hear. But we still got seats, white, black, green, orange. Rich, poor, old, young. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. White, black, green, orange. Rich, poor, old, young. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. See, the earth is the Lord's. We know everything is. Go and sin for the throne now. Tell them come how they is. Go and sin for the doctors, for the nurse and the ill. What's the point of the gospel if it's not for the sick? Yeah, this ain't just for church folks in their church clothes. This for Tommy Rock and Polo. Those for prisons, death row, for money, Elder Narrow. For the ones who homosexual men and women, it's the gospel. Yeah, this for any race. This for Bill Gates, this for Kanye, type in your name. The it never done, don't stop them, let them come. The gospel for everyone, the part of it's never done. Leave the church doors open. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This for any race, this for any state, this for inmates. Let them come. White, black, green, orange, come, 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 come. Rich, poor, old, young. Come, 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 come. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Come, 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 come. White, black, green, orange. Come, 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 come. Rich, poor, old, young. Come, 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 come. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Sinners and saints. Come, 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 come. White, black, green, orange. Rich, poor, old, young. Sinners and saints, sinners and saints, sinners and saints.
God bless you.
Wow.
Hey, let me go there. It's a good life.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive. This and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.